Soulful Sunday, Deanna Derrick. We'd like to welcome a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer who is also an accomplished musician, arranger, composer, former member of the Isley Brothers, Isley, Jasper, and Isley. He's a husband, a father, and he also has his law degree. He's quite an accomplished individual. We welcome Chris Jasper.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, Chris. Tell us about your relationship with the Isley Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it goes back. Goes way back. Back there when we were doing songs like Love the One You're With and Work to Do, I was playing, you know, in the band. And Ernie Marvin was also playing with me. And then in 1972, when we did Brother, Brother, Brother album, I wrote my first song for the group called Love Put Me on a Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that time, I've been writing, you know, songs on the albums. And I wrote songs, Highways of My Life, Lover's Eve, For the Love of You, Here We Go Again. I mean, so many of the songs, you know, were
Between the Sheets,
were ideas of mine. Live It Up, you know, some of the funk songs I wrote, too. Live It Up and The Pride. Just so many of those songs, you know, were my songs.
Okay, well, can I tell you that For the Love of You is one of my all-time favorite songs, period.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. We share a song in common.
Yeah.
But also, you had a huge hit as the lead vocalist with Isley Jasper and Isley with Caravan of Love, which came out in 1985, was a huge song. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, Caravan of Love, that was one of the songs that kind of put Isley Jasper Isley on the map. I wrote that song, you know, it has a base, you know, in scripture, in biblical scripture, you know, a time when peace is on earth and, you know, the young connect with the old, everybody is, you know, of one mind. And that's one of the first songs I wrote with you know, the Bible as a base to it. So that was a big song for us and for me, and that will always be one of my favorites.
And I was going to ask you, where else did you find inspiration for your music? I mean, other than the Bible, I mean, that's just major.
Oh,
right,
you know,
there.
From my family experience, you know, my wife, she inspires a lot of the love songs that I write.
Nice.
You know. So, you know, and, you know, I just sometimes I write, you know, on social issues, too. And, you know, I can pick an issue like, you know, on this new album, Inspired. There's a song on it called Keep Believing that talks about, you know, first I say put down those guns and pick up those books.
Yeah.
And then I go into, you know, the alternative, which is, you know, you should, you know, educate yourself, use education as a tool, keep achieving, keep believing, you know, in your dreams. And I address other issues in this album, too.
Well, you left the configuration of your group to pursue your solo career in 1987, and you established your own record label, Gold City Records. Tell us what motivated you to move in that direction as a record company owner?
Well, I always wanted to, you know, like be in control of my own destiny. And I had the opportunity in 87 to do that. You know, CBS at the time asked me to do a solo record. And I said, you know, sure, I'd like to do that. But I also wanted to have control over my product.
Well, the new record, tell us about that.
Yes, Inspired by Love, by Life, and by the Spirit. And in this album, I tried to cover all those bases, you know, love relationship, life experiences, and issues going on today, and of course spiritual messages. I tried to cover, you know, all three in this album, and I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Now you have three sons, Christopher, Nicholas, and Michael.
Yes.
Are they all musically inclined? One of your sons is an artist as well, correct?
Right. Nicholas is an artist. He designed the cover. And also he does, you know, graphic arts and animation, that type of thing. My son, Michael, he's recording a dance album now, and which is maybe finished, you know, by the end of the summer because he's in college and, you know, he has to juggle his time, you know. So, you know, he's working on that. And he also, you know, did some, you know, work on my album, you know, on some of the rhythms that's on the album. And Christopher, my oldest son, he plays bass. So, you know, there is some, you know, musical talent around here.
You're being modest.
Right?
It sounds like a musical and talented and gifted family. And we want to send much love to you and your wife, Margie, for being together as long to sustain a relationship in an industry where it's difficult to do that. I mean, you know that, Chris, a lot of challenges. But as you said, your wife has inspired a great deal of your music. And I have to say, she must be an extraordinary woman because the songs that you have written are just some of the finest romantic songs.
Which son is your favorite?
Derek. He doesn't mean that, Chris.
Yeah, well, it's just as hard to answer that as your favorite song, which is really what I want to know. What is your favorite Isley Brothers song?
My favorite song, Caravan of Love, because of, you know, the time in my life that I wrote it, you know, and also I actually, you know, got to keep my lead vocal this time. And, you know, it was a first for a lot of things. A change, you know, a life change. It just kind of stands out, you know. And of course, For the Love of You is another one. Mm-hmm. I can't leave that one out.
It's beautiful.
And you know, because, you know, of what type of song it was. And, you know, I was using my synthesizers at the time, you know. And it's just one of those things. Those two kind of stick out to me. And Caravan sticks out the most.
Derek and I want to salute you, Chris, for your ongoing creativity and longevity in this industry, for giving us so many years of fine music. Chris, give our listeners your website if they want to keep up with you in terms of your touring dates and more.
Oh, yeah. ChrisJasper.com. If you go to ChrisJasper.com, you can find out, you know, everything that's going on, whatever interviews I'm doing, you know, whatever touring dates that are coming up. You just go to the calendar part, and you can see all of that. Also, you can go there to the music store and find out, you know, where the CD is available.
And what about Philadelphia? When do you think you might be performing in this area again? Even Atlantic City?
I think sometime this year, at the end of the summer, I'm going to start doing some dates, because people, you know, are talking about putting a tour together right now.
Nice.
It may start in Chicago, but it would definitely come to Philadelphia, I'm sure.
Wonderful. Well, Chris, you have a home here at Old School 100.3. Derek and I are thrilled to have had this opportunity to talk with you about the legendary classic songs that you've written, as well as the new music that you continue to produce on Gold City Records. Thank you so much, Chris Jasper, for joining us on Soulful Sunday.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You're a sweetheart. For the Love of You, one of my favorite songs, written by Chris Jasper. Yay! Mm-hmm. Love that song. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Mm.
You know, you got to play that one.
All right,
that's
guess.
One of my faves. Well, Derek, the battle continues. The votes are coming in hard and heavy. What do y'all think? What do you think? Who do you think is ahead at this point?
Uncle Marvin called in with his prediction. He said, Isley Brothers.
Okay, well, we shall see. Again, the battle, this one chosen by Chris Jasper, just for you on Happy Mama's Day. We are Old School 100.3.
Are you an aspiring